FM CITR.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Do you need someone to talk to? If you are seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
Having trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
It's likely the rider gets around. Says I'm up at the cabin all weekend. See you when I'm back in town. Maybe he's with another. Doubt he's out there fishing with his older brother. It's likely the
Oh, right.
thought. I'm looking for truth. I'm looking for truth. Devoted followers who leave their families for you, give their money to you, give their bodies to you, give up their lives for you, consider you God, and will kill for you.
I love you.
Oh, Hi, I'm John K. Sampson from The Weaker Thans, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
ourselves, only to ourselves. We lost a dollar on a bet. You know this, you know this. Kinda glad we did. Didn't mind a bit, but I am. Sideways through the loophole at the gun show. Oh, we used to love such shiny, pretty things. Oh, after every circumstance, every love and every dance, every platitude that's drifted from our painted lips, the ships of these ideas set to sea for their own eternity. If only we would learn to breathe, surely we would learn something sweet.
I needed someone to carry my guitar to the stage. stage. You stood there so tall like a cedar. I was standing in your shadow. Someone so hard I needed your shade. I heard no, but it wasn't you or me who did the talking when I looked at you like I did then. I said, oh, my word, how can I feel this way? Oh, by my body, it just don't comprehend. And feel it low, say it low, sing it. Sha-la-la, sha-la. It's been so long, I thought that part of me was gone. And feel it low, say it low, sing it. Sha-la-la, sha-la. It's been so long, I thought that part of me was gone. And when I saw you again, I knew that you were real. Oh my word, where's the explanation? It don't make any sense, but I know what I feel. Dance me right, left, up and down, till I lose the feeling, oh, it's so sore. Ready for you to walk through my door. Oh baby, ain't nobody keeping the score. And feel it low, say it low, sing it. Sha-la-la, sha-la. It's been so long, I thought that part of me was gone. And feel it low, say it low, sing it. Sha-la-la, sha-la. It's been so long, I thought that part of me was gone. Since you came inside.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe, plugged in on number 3, all the way live and direct on CITR 101.9. UBC represent, connect the dots.
Thank you. the ghost dissolved in the age of this place, and it tastes of you in the dark night of an unlit street. I couldn't make you out. Paper shadows.
Was there something said to us? start. In this bar again, the drinking will drown our painful truth. Was there something done to me? Was there something done to you? Done.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hello and happy new year. Welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for being with me today. And I'm really, I say this every week, I'm really excited about today's guest, but I am. I read some of his articles on psychology today and I just had to get in touch with him. So today we're speaking with Dr. Guy Winch. He is a licensed psychologist, keynote and TEDx speaker and author whose books have been translated into 15 languages. Today we're going to be talking about his book, Emotional First Aid, Healing Rejection, Guilt, Failure, and Other Everyday Hurts. He's also the author of The Squeaky Wheel, Complaining the Right Way to Get Results, Improve Your Relationships, and Enhance Your Self-Esteem. So welcome to the show, Guy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being with us today. So I've read your book, and I have to say, the more I work on myself, the more I have to work on myself. It's getting a little frustrating. Your book is, tell us about who this book is for, please.
Really, I wrote the book for everyone. I wrote the book because it struck me that when somebody gets a cut or a cold or a sprain in a muscle, they know exactly what to do, how to evaluate how serious it is. They have a medicine cabinet of ointments and pills and different things that they can use to feel better. And we sustain psychological and emotional injuries in life just as often, if not more often, than we do physical ones. You know, injuries like when we experience failure or rejection or the pain of loneliness or guilt. And yet when those things happen, we don't have a clue about what to do. We don't have a medicine cabinet. We're not even aware we're injured. We don't evaluate how we're doing and in what way it might be impacting our lives and our thinking and our behavior. So it struck me that we really need that kind of medicine cabinet for psychological injuries, and that there was really sufficient science at this point to be able to compose one. And that's what I wrote the book to serve as.
Awesome. So it seems like the best way to use this book is to read it cover to cover and then keep it around in your psychological medicine cabinet for reference.
Absolutely.
Okay, and we'll talk about, so some of the topics that you cover are rejection, loneliness, loss, guilt, rumination, failure, and low self-esteem. And I really like how the book is laid out. And one of the things that, one of the really valuable things is that you talk about what that is. Like, we'll talk about rumination as an example. And then you talk about what it does to us if we keep doing it. And then you break down how to deal with that, how to do the emotional first aid. And then in the final part of every chapter, you talk about what signs might let you know that you need more help and need to see a professional.
Absolutely. Because, you know, it struck me that, you know, we're very educated in terms of our physical beings at this point. In other words, you don't need to explain to most people that if you don't, you know, take care of a cut, it can become infected, or what an infection even is. But when it comes to the psychology of things and how our brain works, we actually don't know very, very basic things. And by we, I mean, you know, most people. So psychologists who've, like me, who've went to university for many, many years and gotten advanced degrees might, but most people don't. And so it was important for me to be able to define